This is the time for you now. This moment in your flow is the same moment as my now moment, where these words are flowing for the first time. And this energetic signature is going forth. We are together in the same now moment. And we sit together, you and I, breathing and smiling. This is quite an embrace. It is not just you and I here. There are many here. And this now moment contains everyone who will ever hear this and join with us and intersect with us, adding to the complexity and the unique suchness of this nodal point that we create right now. Yes, there you go. You felt that. Good. It is as though simultaneously another aspect of you just relaxed, opened, and expanded, and another, we could say another part of you dropped in. It's not exactly the way it happens. You're really expanding out to simply sense, remember, become aware of, and then have the felt experience of these expanded aspects of what you are. Allowing the body itself and the subtle sensory aspects of the body, the nervous system, the energy systems, the subtle energy systems of the body, your biofield just outside of the body, these are all these sense energies. All of these systems, gross and subtle. So all of these systems now are beginning to sort of power down a little bit, shift gears a little bit, feeling safe. Feeling safe to unravel a little bit where they were maybe more tightly coiled. The nervous system. Feeling the biofield expand, expand. To taking up more space, as it were, no need here in this precious moment, in this powerful container, no need to contract your essence, your suchness, your energetic expression. You are a master of light indeed. And you have been expressing through aspects of your energy system, your vehicle, this whole setup that we need to experience and express on planet Earth here. We've been attempting to navigate and express through a system that still has some old energy bundles and therefore some old avenues and pathways of connection to old energy bundles. What are we saying here? It's time to jettison some of that. So what we're going to do now is we're going to move through a bit of a clearing and an up-leveling so that the light frequency consciousness bundle of magical brilliance that is you, that you are able to express that and radiate your pure, true current time frequency through a system and an embodiment and a physical body and an energy bodies and all that kind of stuff that are actually clear and also upgraded and up-leveled to reflect the setting of current time. And that includes how you're plugging into Earth grids. And if you're not quite sure what I'm talking about, don't tell me. Just go with me here. If you're not quite sure what I'm talking about, that's okay. Just go with this. We'll just see what comes out of my mouth. We'll just see what kind of mischief we can get up to here. Because I'm not actually sure either, truth be told. That's great, eh? That makes you feel really good. You're in good hands, ladies and gentlemen. Don't worry. There is a big leap forward coming. Probably for you in your life, in your personal life. You might be on the edge of the cliff, as it were, but it's not a desperate, deadly cliff. It's more like a cliff dive where there's actually beautiful tropical waters down below, but there's a part of you just hanging on the cliff going, I don't know, I'm scared. And it might very well be that this isn't actually the time to leap just yet. It might be that because you need to up-level, recalibrate, jettison, and bring all all of your systems, the fullness of yourself in this current time incarnational expression into current time. Up level and upgrade, and then perhaps, because things might change a little bit, you might find that, oh, suddenly you're not actually feeling like you're on the edge of a cliff so much. You're down on that soft sand, and all you've got to do is just walk into the water. Lie back in the golden sun on that water in the plasma field. Or it might be that you are on the edge of a cliff, but you're going to feel better and more stable. And you're going to know, yes, yes, I do need to make this massive change. But yes, I'm going to be fine. So either way, it might be that now is not the time to do the big leap. Now is a time for the preparation for the big leap. It's coming. Don't breathe that sigh of relief just yet. We're all still going to have to leap. But right now, let us take a bit of a pause, as it were, and let's just sink in, and you just breathe and relax, and let us move through this process. I'm going to heave a few sandbags over your wicker basket. And we're just going to see what happens. You're going to see how far you rise. The sun went through, our solar sun went through quite a sizable shift just a short time ago. And some are saying that it is going to change to a certain degree. Let's say it's going to change the way that it's going to be receiving and transmitting light. And for our purposes as masters of light, embodying this, moving through this ascension process on this planet, that, of course, refers to our body vehicles, our body prisms as well. That things have shifted a little bit in the way that we're going to be able to receive light and then to transmit and radiate that light, which is basically one of the main reasons that we're here on this planet. We've said this before. The old ideas of you being here because Earth is a schoolroom, it isn't. It never was. That was a story. The old idea that you are somehow here because you're laden with karma, burdened with karma, and you've got to work your karma off. That's old. It's done. So we can perhaps start there. And as we move through this process right now, remember, as almost always, as most of the time with the process that we do, there's no effort required here. Okay? And actually, one of the best things that you can do is relax. Any resistance that might come up in the mind, in the human aspect of the mind, just know that you are the alchemical flame, and that resistance is coming up and it is being alchemized in the moment that it comes up. So no worry at all that resistance might come up. And if something that I speak, if it just plain does not resonate, then that it will just flow right on past you. There might be some things that you might have a little bit of an edgy feel, like, I don't really want to look at that yet, And that's okay too, no effort required. If it's coming up, if you're hearing it, if you're having even a small bit of sensed resistance, that's okay. It's getting alchemized. Remember, you right now, all of us in this now, in this present moment, in the container of this group energetic, we are a collective right now, meaning you are backed up by many, many masters of light right now. And we collectively are a powerful alchemical flame. We've got you. Recalibrating the energy lines, the gross and subtle energy pathways and energy centers relating to your body vehicle, that would be your third, fourth dimensional body, and your body prism, that would be your fifth dimensional body. Clearing, purifying, alchemizing and up-leveling all of these pathways to be able to plug into. So we're going to change your settings, as it were, around how you're plugging into the Earth's grids. Don't think too much. Any old energies, old beliefs, paradigms, traumas relating to other incarnational explorations, perhaps, where you worked with earth energies in different ways, in disempowered ways, in ways that sought to exploit earth energies, intelligences or consciousnesses, where your relationship to Earth and the beings of Earth, the living beings of nature, let's say, where they were out of balance, that is getting alchemized right now. That is getting purified, clarified, and up-leveled right now. And it is not, it's interesting, this different setting, this higher setting relative to Earth and Earth energies and the living beings of Earth and nature, it is not so much a plugging in. You're going to plug in at a higher level. Here at this level, it's more like a weaving in. It's a sort of beautiful, subtle, respectful, loving, like the hands of lovers or mother and child, like hands clasping, fingertips entwined. up-leveling the energetics, the stories, the history, and the beliefs around the nourishment and care of the physical body. Maladaptive, unconscious and habituated manners of feeding the body. Purifying, clarifying, alchemizing and up-leveling. Completely dissolving the patterns that do not reflect you and what you are at the highest levels. Now, this next level is, let's just imagine, let's say it's a little further out in your energy field, in the outer edges of your energy field. Unplugging, this feels very much like an unplug energy. Unplugging from greater systems and external, because again, this unplugging is sort of more a third, fourth dimensional bandwidth. Unplugging from external systems of power, control, domination, and darkness. Any places where you have given over your power, where you have taken vows of subservience and obedience to those powers. Throughout any life, any parallel incarnational exploration, and perhaps a vision is a sort of unplug, and then you pull that, you retract your cord. It's not this simple, of course, but you sort of retract your cord and pull it all the way back to you. All the way back to you. All of the energy streamers. Gaps, cords, leaks in your field. Unplugging. So right there, that's going to change your vibrational setting and your vibrational set point. So your little hot air balloon now has just risen. Whoa, and it might feel a little spacey, a little lightheaded, because that's a big one. Alchemizing the energy bundles, organic or inorganic, the trauma patterns in any aspect of your body or body systems. That includes your mental body, your emotional body. That were in any way anchoring illness, distortion, damage or trauma evidencing itself in your body. Clearing, purifying, alchemizing and up-leveling. Now that is going to shift, because that will have a huge impact on how much light and the light codes and the plasma and all of the information that comes from that, how much you can receive and hold and anchor in your body. And there again, your little hot air balloon is going to shift yet again. Your coordinates in the quantum field are shifting. Hallelujah. tuning now. Now it is as though, again, in the outer edges of your field, if you can picture, perhaps your field being spherical. That's that simple. If you do sense or see or get tuned into geometries, then however you're sensing some of the more expanded levels of the geometrics of your field, you're going to, as though, see aspects of that sort of light up, because you're going to start to tune to now and lock into sort of waveform harmonics with more expanded energy flows that are galactic and universal. Now, I do not mean the Ashtar Command and the Galactic Federation of Light. I do not mean that. That's another old talk. I don't mean that. I don't mean individuated aspects of galactic consciousness. No. Just flows of high frequency, high vibrational light frequency energy. Weaves and waves of potential in this quantum field of pure potential. You are now tuning to higher vibrational bandwidths, because now you have cleared pathways and recalibrated pathways to be able to actually hold those energies. Not just in the old days where we'd have a spiritual zowie wowie experience and energy would zing and ricochet through the body and then we would fall back to earth, as it were, and be perhaps exhausted or a little bit deflated. No. That's the old energy way of doing that. And sometimes it simply reflected the energetics that were possible from the physical body to the energies that were available to us, being that things were so dense on Earth. But now, now we lay and solidify framework, vibrational frameworks to be able to receive and then hold and anchor and embody and then radiate in a more or less sustained fashion. Ah, now you're powerful. Releasing from the body vehicle ancestral energy bundles. That is now becoming a bit of an old energy story, like karma. Clearing ancestral patterns, that is becoming a little bit of an old energy pattern now, meaning it is not reflective of our current time mission. Clearing ancestral patterns, family lineage patterns, that might be anchored and expressing unconsciously through your responses, your choices, your thoughts, beliefs, and emotions, your physical body. All of those bundles, patterns, and pathways related to that now are being alchemized and purified, clarified and up-leveled. So so that more and more you and your body, especially that third, fourth dimensional body, it resonates just with you. It reflects only you, your soul, your soul's frequency patterns. Because you, what is you, is actually, again, it is a stargate. You are a stargate. You are a portal. And you are connected to flows of light and frequency and plasma and intelligence and pure, pure love from the highest levels. And so, yes, you better believe we want the body to tune just to that. How powerful are you going to be, Master, and your path now, on your mission now? So when we say, tune just to you, that you is like a nebula cloud. Sun. Things might need to reshuffle a little bit in your life, in your body. Do not be surprised if your body, your third dimensional body, goes through a little bit of a cleanse. In the next few days, 7 days, up to 7 days or so maybe, from now, do not underestimate the power of this, what we are doing together right now, this work. To speak this into being, to do so intentionally. Joining together in love, in service, to our mission of light on this planet with sincere hearts. Do not underestimate the power of this. What is falling, let it fall. Because what rises is who you really are, is what you really are. Trust that. Good. Beautiful work. It is such an honor to do this work with you. And I thank you always, always from the bottom of the stargate of my heart.